Next person is James Thomas McBride, MCBRIDE, 10/11/66. Date of birth, he was also seen on the 16th of September. This is a 55-year-old gentleman admitted to group home / nursing home for rehab. Patient suffers from end-stage liver disease, was on transplant list, but after starting to drink again, put end-stage liver disease related to alcohol. But since it's just, he started drinking again, he's been pushed back. He rather drank alcohol extensively for 7 years. He used to be married and work as an attorney downtown Houston. He's disabled, single, has 3 children. I found patient to be quite weak with a large amount of ascites, edema, anosarca, and the jaundice, period. Patient's COVID is up to date. Patient's family history, no diabetes, high blood pressure, stroke reported. Social, patient doesn't smoke, used to drink heavily. Had a rebound. Had a rebound about 7 months ago, but has then quit drinking. He suffers from CIPD, which requires IV immunoglobulins for treatment. This year had 2 hip fractures, left side and then the right side, because he fell. Patient furthermore has severe disability, weakness, is in desperate need of PT and OT and occupational therapy, low albumin, stents the reason for anasarca, recently hospitalized with dizziness. Patient also had a GI workup because of history of esophageal varices, which were within normal limits. Patient's other comorbidities include alcoholic, liver disease, anxiety, ascites, anosarca, coronary artery disease, depression, COVID-19, history of fall multiple times, hip fractures, knee pain, knee surgery because of cruciate ligament tear, EGD, multiple banding because of esophageal varices. Patient is bedbound, homebound at this time. Patient used to be able to ambulate with wheelchair, but is no longer able to do that, so in desperate needs of PT and OT. His allergies, let's see, I don't think he's allergic to anything. Yeah, nothing reported. Lab work reviewed from the hospital. Medications include the following. Aldactone, Celebrex, levothyroxine, folic acid, Lasix, Protonix, vitamin B, vitamin 6, sertraline, Surfaxan, X-I-F-A-X-A-N, aspirin, magnesium oxide, propanolol, ferrous sulfate, and Flomax. This medication was okayed and approved by a patient's liver specialist. I would like to discuss further the use of aspirin and Celebrex in this gentleman and whether or not we can hold that at this time. Or liver specialist. During the hospitalization, he had multiple workup, as I mentioned, but mainly was found to have worsening liver disease, ascites, and anasarca. No longer under treatment for CIPD. Patient's medications were noted, and the patient is in desperate needs of PT and OT at this time. Blood pressure 100/60. 88, 18, a febrile, heart positive, thrombosis, lungs, near but shallow breath sounds, abdomen, anasarca, ascites, lower extremity, ascites, anasarca noted, neurological, non-focal. Patient has about extra 30 pounds of fluid on board. He says it happened since he was hospitalized. Next number, huge risk of fall. Next number is 2 hip fracture because of multiple falls. Next number, desperate needs a PTNOT. Next number, discuss aspirin and Celebrex with the patient's liver specialist that may have been added after discharge from the hospital. Next number, patient needs help with ADL. Next number is homebound. Next number, bedbound at this time. Our goal is to get patient to wheelchair and moving around. Next number, huge risk of fall. Next number, findings were discussed with patient at length before leaving his room. Thank you.